Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Mm. I think Allah amplified it. And you know what I think is, and this goes back to that point we were making about submission. What I find fascinating about the story of Talut in the Quran is that when Allah talks about Talut, bear in mind, first of all, he talks about Musa alayhi salam's people, who when Musa alayhi salam said, go, they said, wallahi, lan nadkhulaha, we're not entering it if those people are in it. They have the money, those they have the lobbies, giants. They have APAC, they have the giants. We're not going. The people next to Musa alayhi salam, two people from the believers, they say, go, Allah has promised you. And they mockingly say, oh, Usama and Sami are saying Allah promised them. Go you two and Allah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
yeah, Allah. Tawakkal Allah.
Tawakkal Allah. Show us how it's done. Innaha huna qa'idun. Allah indicates that because they failed to rely on the promise and they were waiting for the clear dynamic, Allah left them humiliated 40 years. Then Talut alayhi salam comes. This is what I mean by Allah doesn't need you. And he gives the same test to Talut. Talut, there they are. Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to go? Talut alayhi salam says, okay, I'll go. And the whole story is about his army. Don't drink from the river. Drinks from it is not from me. And they drink anyway. The army, لا طاقة لنا اليوم. Like, we don't have the power to fight against. Wow. But Talut keeps going. Talut is like, I'm going to go. Dawood alayhi salam is not introduced in the whole surah until وَقَتَلَ دَوُودَ جَلُوتَ.
That's fascinating.
It comes as a surprise. It's like, you're looking, you're like, where is it going to come
from? Where did he come from?
Where is Palestine going to be free? Where's it going to come from? Is it, I don't know,
Palestine's free.
Is it Marwan Barghouthi? Who is it? Like, where's it going to come from? And then, while you're looking this way, Dawood pops out of nowhere and goes, وَقَتَلَ دَوُودَ جَالُوتَ. You know, like, out of nowhere. Like, the surah is designed to give that sort of, you know, everybody was looking this way at Talut's army and I brought it from where you guys didn't expect it. Which is why I think, and I think this is political analysis in my opinion, that Surah Al-Nasr, when Allah talks about Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, when that victory comes, when it comes, giving the indication it's coming. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And when you see people, they're now entering in waves. The indication there's a detachment. They're entering. So you're it's like you're watching it. You know, it's coming. It's happened inevitably, regardless of you. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but ask forgiveness. As a 16-year-old, I couldn't understand this ayah. Why is it when you've won? Like, I get it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, we make istighfar, you know, during the... Why is it when I've won and I'm celebrating that you've brought the victory and I'm saying, Allahumma, wow, how you brought the victory. Why am I making istighfar at the same time? And it's only recently after Gaza that I began to think about it. And I found some of the scholars, they said, the reason Allah says make istighfar is that istighfar is for the times where you doubted during the journey.
Allah,
it's for the times when you sat there and you were like, oh, it's not happening in our lifetime. Oh, it needs three generations. Oh, we don't have the power. And when it comes, you're like, So it did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mercy says, I don't mind that you doubted.
But make istighfar.
Make istighfar. Innahu kana tawwaba. He ends the story of victory with the title of repentance. Not al-qahar, not al-qawi, not al-azim, not al-muntasir. It's at-tawwab.
Because your sins are getting in your way of your victory.
And that's it. How do you perceive?
So your tawbah is pure, the victory will be there.
And that's why it's interesting, you know, sometimes we'll sit together, like me and the friends that I consult on politics, and I'll be like, guys, you know, like, we need to flip the hearts, not just of the Democrat base against, but also the Republicans and maybe even those around Trump. And they look as if it's impossible. Like, and this is the reason why I think that sometimes you can miss little things in the ayat. So when Allah talks about da'wah, we read it in a kumbaya mode, I call it.
Yeah.
Which is, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Is there any better speech than the one who calls to Allah, does good deeds and says, I am from the Muslim? Everybody goes, Allah.
How beautiful.
But then the following ayah, Allah, it suddenly, he gives you that, the reality of it. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Good deed and the bad deed are not equal. They can spend millions buying TikTok. Your good deed done for free can break that algorithm and break that propaganda.
Haqq versus batil.
There's no comparison. When people say we need to copy APAC, no, you don't. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ.
Just bring the haqq.
Bring the haqq. Just, you have
جَاءَ الْحَقِّ زَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ.
زَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. It's easy. And then Allah tells you what that feels like. Idfa, it's push.
It's work.
Idfa billati hi asad. Even Akbar. The word feels like there's like, something against it. It's resistance.
Like Allah, how beautiful. Masha'Allah. Idfa billati hi asad. You're going to find resistance. Keep pushing.
Push, idfa.
Allahu Akbar.
But then the mind-blowing thing is, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنُهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌ حَمِيمٌ. For the one who is your enemy today. So wait, I thought I was pushing on neutrals. I thought I was pushing on the guy who makes me feel good. I didn't know I was I'm pushing against the... That, I never thought of da'wah that I'd go to a hostile territory and proclaim that the one who is your enemy can become not just an ally. Hameem. Your warmest ally.
Friend. Yeah,
like, that's like...
Ajib. It's ajib.
But the hardest thing I think for a Muslim to accept is the last part of the ayah. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. None achieve it except those who are patient. And this is the reason why I said, for those who got upset when I said belief and submission are different things. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. To submit to Allah's pace of that change. To Allah's choice of which Umar is going to become Muslim. To Allah's choice of when Khalid is going to become the sword of Allah. To Allah's choice of the timing when Amr ibn As is going to join you at the perfect time in order to come. For the perfect time when Suhail ibn Amr, who mocks you in Hudaybiyah, ends up being the one in Mecca who says, Ya Ahla Mecca, after the death of Prophet ﷺ, you are the last to enter Islam. Will you have the world laugh at us by saying you were the first to leave it? Oh, and they all suddenly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being patient with his pace of change as you proactively keep moving. Patience in a proactive action. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And none achieve it except those who are most fortunate. But the indication here being Allah intervenes, meaning the patience is also linked to when Allah decides to do something.
Subhanallah.
And that for me shows me why da'wah is so hard. And this is what I meant by the seerah terrifies me. The seerah doesn't terrify me because it doesn't give hope. The seerah terrifies me because you compare what they went through and you look at what we're hesitating to go through, which is far minor than what the Sahaba went through. And I'm hesitating while assuming, and that's why I like when Abdullah Mas'ud al-Anhu said, told the people of Kufa, when they said to him, we wish we were with you on the day of Badr, we could have been with you. And he said, why? That was a tremendous fitna for us. We were fighting our own relatives. Like, why do you want to be in that
don't
situation?
Don't wish that on yourself.
That's
for afia. Yeah.
But that's somebody who understands that I'm not guaranteed to pass those tests. I'm not guaranteed, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps me with it. Which is why now, and this is the conclusion of my mentality in politics, I don't know what's going to happen next. But that's not my greatest fear. My greatest fear is...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Allahumma, please don't test me with more than I can bear. If I'm not the kind of person who'd follow Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, don't put me in a situation where I get found out for that. Allahumma, like, just Allahumma, I just want to get to Jannah. That's it. Allahumma, Allahumma, this dunya, I leave it to you. You know, Abdul Muttalib, when he said, you know, for Mecca there's a Lord and the camels, I'm their Lord. You know, this dunya, Allah is its Lord. I'm just a traveler. I'm just passing by. I've noticed a genocide. I'm doing my part. I'm traveling. The next chapter, maybe, you never know. Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown in a well, but then sold into slavery. Allah, after slavery, he was thrown into prison. Allah. Then, because everybody was normalizing, people forgot about Yusuf alayhi salam in the prison. Maybe slavery is coming next. Maybe the prison is coming next. I don't know. Allahumma, I'm a traveler. Allahumma, I'm heartbroken by what's happening, but I am reassured that you are the Lord. Allahumma, I only ask you for one thing. Allahumma, I want to meet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You told me to meet him, I need to do 1, 2, 3, 4. You told me to meet him, I need to trust you. You told me that to meet him, I need to be proactive and get up off my couch. I need to go out. Allahumma, I'm not the wisest. I don't even know if what I'm doing is the correct thing to do. So I'm relying on you to guide me, that when I'm going this way, you turn me and you go this way. Which is why when students say, you know, do you have any career advice? I said, I'm the worst person to ask. I planned this way, Allah took me that way. Then when I accepted this way, Allah carried me this way. Then I've decided I just follow the wave. I follow the tide. I follow the moment, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not give me 60, 70, 80 years. I just want that if tomorrow is the last day, I can stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open that book and say, Allahumma, there was a thing called TikTok, which you already know. Allahumma, look at my account and everything that I put on it. This was done in your name, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma, I had a Twitter account as well. Here it is, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't care about the views. I just thought, this is so that the angels can write that Sami al-Hamidi wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, believing that the word can have an impact. When you do it on that basis, that you're planning it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why there's a guy called Iqbal Naseem, a very good friend of mine. He has a podcast as well. He gave the opening keynote for the Muslim Tech Fest. And I'm expecting him to talk about, you know, million dollar. And he said, the first, when you do your deck, your pitch deck, the one you're presenting to first is always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what your pitch deck is being presented to. Allahumma, this is why I'm doing it. Allahumma, this is what I want to achieve in your name. Allahumma, this is what I need for it. If you feel Allah will accept it, tawakkal Allah, Allah will open all the doors for you. And that's not a sense of saying that, you know, I'm berating myself or saying I'm not good enough for it. It's me saying, Allahumma, I've decided I don't need to know how it's going to happen. And I'm so happy with, I feel so liberated. You don't need to know how it's going to happen. You just need to position yourself. If Usama Sharifa invites you and says a podcast, go to put, Allahumma, I'll take it. I won't dare say no. Why?
Open
I'm worried
doors.
You will call me. I'm worried you will call me. I'm worried I will be written as an ingrate. And I think that's what people get tired. And this is the point I finish on. The fatigue that a Muslim feels, I don't think it's about the course of how things are taking place or the lack of results. That's not it. The sunnah of the past 100 years is that the French were kicked out of Algeria, the British were kicked out of Egypt, Italians kicked out of Libya, Americans kicked out of Vietnam, kicked out of Afghanistan, the Serbs were kicked out of Bosnia. All of these things, the fascist Serbs were kicked out of Bosnia. The point is, the sunnah of the oppressor, Allah has demonstrated, is always to lose. Even in the past 100 years, there's no indication when oppressor won. Even Palestine is 70 something years, Algeria 132 years. The reality is, the sunnah of the oppressor is always to lose, the sunnah of the oppressed is always to win. Whoever says otherwise, it's historically inaccurate to believe that Palestine is not going to be free. That's not what I'm worried about. I think what worries me the most is this. Ya ibadallah, don't believe that Allah is absent. Ibadallah, don't challenge Allah's methodology. Don't challenge Allah's pace. For wallahi, it is the best pace. It is the best way. It is the way that Allah... That's why Allah reassures you about the martyrs, that Allah delivers them straight to Jannah. To say, I've sorted them. Sort yourself. I've sorted them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all those reassurances. Beautiful. Allah says, I know what I'm doing. Allah, do you trust me in that regard? And that's why I think that fatigue, you know, when people say, oh, when is it going to change? I don't think the fatigue is with the lack of change. Things are changing. Zionism is breaking apart completely. The fatigue is, and this is the scary part, Allahumma, I know a better pace. Allahumma, I don't think this is the Allah. And that's what I'm scared of more than anything else. Which is why for me, it's when you ask the question, what do you think is going to happen next? I have no idea. But this ride that Allah has allowed us to at least to have a voice, Allahumma ashkuraka, Allahumma ahmaduk, Allahumma, I praise you. I thank you. Thank you, Ya Rab, you didn't just leave me as somebody sitting on a couch. Thank you, Ya Rab, that you allowed me to play some role.
To stand on the right side of humanity.
And thank you, Ya Rab, that the angels on the right, they just keep writing and saying, yeah. Sami said this, Sami said this, Sami said this. Allah says, فَمِ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرَ يَرَى. Why is it Allah says that the atom of good deed, Allah sees it, but you mock it, you laugh it, you laugh about it. You say, beware what you think sounds like iman, but sounds more like hypocrisy.
Allahu Akbar, how beautiful. Honestly, man, I think we need to bring him back and have an Arabic session where we go deep. They're already telling me like it's over 2 hours and whatnot. So listen, we have to bring you back.
It my apologies to the editors. They're going to spend.
We'll fly you in here. We'll take care of everything. Or maybe we'll come visit you. We'll see. Because I'm coming to the UK.
Coming for a London. I was very excited to see that. Like, I'm in the US at that time. But I'm telling all my friends they need to go and see.
Barakallah fiq. Jazakallah khair. It's a true honor. Wallahi, I consider myself, honestly, I don't say this except with full sincerity, a student of yours from a political perspective. Allah has put in every single one of us certain things that shine, certain things that need work. But I'm the Abdul Faqir. Allah needs work.
Allah al-Mustahan.
So Jazakallah for coming. Thank you so much for joining Ummah Unfiltered with your host Usama and Ali. And Ali's out because apparently we didn't have enough of a budget for a third mic. We need to take care of that issue, inshallah. Thank you so much for coming. There is a short gift, just a small gift we wanted to give you on behalf of City Social Enterprise. We're here in their space today. They support Palestinian Gazan refugees with their products that they make themselves, and it's spread all over sold all over the world on citysoap.com. So it was just a small gift we wanted to present you.
I appreciate it.
So accept it from. You want to? Do we? Is this like a thing where he opens?
It's improper to open. I think the gift in front of everybody. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, but I think for
maybe, we Arab, we respect customs. You know, I guess.
Yeah. No, if you need to change. Yeah.
You want to show me in front of people that I'm some sort of.
We don't want to turn this into an ad for City. Like, this is just an honest.
But I don't mind. Yeah. Here you go.
Barakallahu
fikum.
Thank you so much.
Barakallahu.
Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.